This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing West Asia conflict. Making a statement on the conflict and explaining India's position on the issue in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Modi said the supply of petrol and diesel remains smooth across the country.
भारत में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती है। युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है। बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो, देश के सामान्य परिवारों को परेशानी भी कम से कम हो, इस पर हमारा फोकस रहा है।
The Prime Minister said this conflict has been going on for more than 3 weeks and it has a severe impact on the global economy and the lives of people. He said, in view of the prevailing situation, the world is urging all sides for an early resolution to the conflict.
इस समय पश्चिमी एशिया की हालत चिंताजनक है। बीते 2-3 हफ्तों में जयशंकर जी ने और हरदीप पुरी जी ने इस विषय पर सदन को जरूरी जानकारी दी है। अब इस संकट को 3 सप्ताह से ज्यादा हो रहा है, इसका पूरे विश्व की अर्थव्यवस्था पर, लोगों के जीवन पर बहुत ही विपरीत असर हो रहा है। इसलिए पूरी दुनिया इस संकट के जल्द से जल्द समाधान के लिए सभी पक्षों से आग्रह भी कर रही है। भारत के सामने भी इस युद्ध ने अप्रत्याशित चुनौतियां खड़ी कर दी है। ये चुनौतियां आर्थिक भी हैं, नेशनल सिक्योरिटी से जुड़ी भी हैं और मानवीय भी हैं।
The Prime Minister said in this grave situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority. Mr. Modi said since the beginning of the conflict, more than 3,75,000 Indians have returned safely to India. He said around 1,000 Indians have returned safely from Iran so far. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that 24/7 control rooms and emergency helplines have been established in India as well as in other affected countries to provide immediate information to all those affected. Meanwhile, Israel has launched a fresh wave of strikes on Iran as Tehran warned of retaliation targeting critical infrastructure across West Asia, further intensifying a conflict that is fueling a global energy crisis. Explosions were reported across several districts of Tehran, according to Iranian media, while Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates confirmed intercepting incoming missiles and drones. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Finance Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill in the House. Initiating the discussion, Dr. Amar Singh of the Congress raised the issue of unemployment in the country. He alleged that the tax exemption provided by the government is benefiting only selected entities. The Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 has been referred to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for further scrutiny. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman proposed to send the bill to the JPC for detailed analysis. Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav today said the government's push for democratization of technology has transformed the television viewing experience in India, making high-quality entertainment more accessible to households across the country. Mr. Vaishnav said this while launching the national AI skilling initiative MyWaves inbuilt TV tuner and advanced electronic program guide in New Delhi. The minister noted that what was once a large set-top box has now been integrated into modern television sets through built-in TV cards, a move enabled by collaboration between television manufacturers Prasar Bharati and Doordarshan under the Free Dish initiative. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a bearish note during the last hour of trade today. The Sensex plunged almost 1,700 points to 72,840, while Nifty shed 518 points to 22,596 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.